Although he has long been an outspoken social and media critic, progressive journalist David Barsamian was caught by surprise this fall when he, personally, was censored by the government of India.
On September 23rd, I was prevented from entering New Delhi. I was banned from India. I was deported, sent back on the same plane that I arrived on. And the Indian government has to date offered no explanation as to why I was prevented from entering the country.
Still, Barsamian has a pretty good idea what was behind his banning.
My speculation is that it has to do with my work on the issue of Kashmir, which is the site of massive human rights violations and atrocities committed by the Indian government.
Kashmir is just one of the anti-establishment issues that Barsamian has taken up as a writer for progressive publications such as The Nation and the host and co-founder of the syndicated program Alternative Radio. As that title suggests, he has little use for this country's corporate-owned mainstream news sources.
The corporate media in particular are too closely aligned with state power to break from the dominant paradigm of the so-called free market to talk about capitalism. It's a system that does not work for the vast majority of the population and requires urgent attention. Meanwhile, you have a political class who are largely invested in the system themselves.
Both are issues close to the core of the Occupy Wall Street movement, Barsamian notes, which helps explain why so much reporting on it has missed or misstated their motivations.
In a culture where hierarchy is prized and cultivated, to have a horizontal decision-making process really throws people off balance. And so the Occupy movement is denounced for not having an agenda or not having a leadership. If it did have a leadership and agenda, I can assure you that the media lapdogs would be screaming about what a top-down movement this is. It's Leninist, it's Stalinist. People are just taking orders. This is not what democracy looks like. I think it is what democracy looks like.
So it's not surprising, Barsamian says, that many Americans increasingly rely on international news sources to get a more thorough and nuanced perspective on current events, even when it comes from a critical source such as Al Jazeera.
It's really about the failure of the U.S. corporate media to report on issues dealing with the Arab Middle East, Iran and Turkey, Pakistan, India, Afghanistan and South Asia. It's really a condemnation of how poorly the media have covered those parts of the world beyond the usual cliches and platitudes. Jazeera has contributed greatly to expanding knowledge and information about what's happening in West Asia and South Asia.
For his own edification, Barsamian starts with NPR and the New York Times, but also turns to Z Magazine and such online sources as Truthdig, ISR, Common Dreams, and numerous others. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.